Very few constellations are visible all the world over at the same time, but in the month of March, we have just such a phenomenon. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Guide to the Night Sky. So the constellation in question is the mighty giant Orion with his very famous belt of three stars. Now, these three stars appear to lay almost directly across the celestial equator, which means that every year, as we draw toward equinox in the month of March, Orion can be seen at night in both the northern celestial hemisphere and in the southern celestial hemisphere. In the world of the storyteller, Orion and the region of stars around it can be easily linked to the tale of Jack and the Beanstalk. Now, remember, Jack and his mother live in very poor conditions, and they have to sell their milking cow, which Jack does for a handful of beans. Now, when you look into the night sky, you can imagine that Orion is the surly giant that Jack has to encounter, and his famous belt of three stars. These are the three treasures that Jack has to retrieve from the giant. They include the hen that lays the golden eggs, the two bags of gold, and the singing harp. The milking cow that Jack traded, that's the constellation Taurus, the bull, and the handful of beans, that's the star cluster of the Pleiades. Now, if you're looking at Orion and you follow his belt of three stars down and to the left, you see the brightest star in our sky, which is the star Sirius. Sirius in the tale can be like the fairy who stands behind Jack and is urging him on to see whether or not he's got the courage and the ability to overcome the giant and restore to himself his father's treasures. Fortunately, because it's a fairy tale, there is a happily ever after. So if ever you felt that you've sold your cow for a handful of beans, perhaps you can find solace under the stars of Orion throughout the month of March. I'm Mary Stuart Adams. And from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.